This is Pray Tell, Dr. Hash, and I'm Dr. Martin D. Hash, Esquire, wisest man in the world, because the competition just ain't that tough. And these are things I wish someone had told me.
Today's topic, immigration increases GDP. It's unclear why the Biden administration allowed unfettered immigration. It could be something nefarious, like foreign powers wanting to destabilize the United States. Or it could be that the people propping up a demented old man were diehard communists intent on implementing their ideology. There are also more Machiavellian reasons, like corporations wanting cheap labor. Whatever it was, you can be certain that self-interest played a big part of it. Who is more scheming than a political party wanting to gain or retain power? Democrats may have thought large numbers of foreigners would give them a voting majority. Plus, illegal immigration makes the economy look like it's improving on paper, though not in reality. If the government gives an immigrant $10,000, he spends it, increasing GDP by $10,000. If the immigrant also earns $10,000 and spends it, that increases GDP too. So the debt to GDP ratio is 50%, which is quite good. That is then averaged in with the existing debt to GDP ratio around 100%. Bad, but status quo, bringing it down. By this calculation, the more immigrants, the better. Even if the immigrant doesn't earn anything, simply consumes the $10,000, that doesn't affect the economic status quo. However, this is simply a statistical illusion because it would take mass immigration to make a significant dent in GDP, which would explain everything. The sheer hubris of sacrificing long-term economic health for a strategic short-term advantage is almost unimaginable, but not quite.
For more, see my website at martinhash.com.